Good morning. I hope you're well. Have you ever noticed how deceitful confirmation can be? Because whatever we desire can be confirmed. Whatever we don't want can also be confirmed. And when we're ready to move on from certain relationships or obligations or assignments, those things too can be confirmed, because the heart can see whatever it's wanting to see. The heart can create a fleece or signs to grant permission to whatever it desires to see. That's why the heart can be considered, as the scriptures say, deceitful. Who can know it? I can make a prophecy out of whatever I desire, whatever my preferences can be. I can create a sign to do it. So how do we know the manifestation of the truth? It's by the manifestation of character, the light that shines on character, the intent of the heart, and also the significance of the fruit. And this is also another thing. Only light can discern the intentions of the heart. So that's why it's imperative, not against each other, but for yourselves. We know God to the degree of order that is established within our lives. The God we know is determined by the order that's established within our lives. Because most of the times, whatever we perceive to be God is really survival skills. You ever notice how a lot of us can say, oh, I know God when it comes to me. See, God deals with me different. When God deals with me, but then look at the order or the lack of order in our lives. You mean we can carry this much of glory and kingdom and wisdom and practical life is chaotic and out of place? You mean where the presence of God is, not in giftings and charisma, but the presence of the brilliance of God, God's consciousness, his mentality, and our lives be out of order financially, emotionally, physically, psychologically, practically? Wherever God is known truly, order is established. Write that down. Wherever God is known, order is present. Most times the spirituality that we connect with is survival, which gives us the capacity to control elements and to create confirmation. Do I believe in divine confirmation? I sure do. I sure do. I also know that preference creates confirmation. So many times people have said, God told me to do this or that, and God did not say that. Our fear of being challenged in an area confirmed that we should leave. Our fear in being expanded beyond our own compatibility or comfortability confirms to our out of orderness to leave. Our fears confirm our desires to move into our next without satisfying the requirements of now will confirm to move on. We'll call it favor. We'll say the Lord did something special or different. I feel a shift. He's telling me to move into my next, even though my now is incomplete. And before you know it, we have a bunch of spiritual chaos that we can't seem to bring clarity to. So the safest thing to do is to say the enemy came in and messed it up. They didn't have enough faith to complete it. We find ourselves blaming other people for what's going on with us, when really it's us. Listen. We know God to the degree of order that is established within our lives. What we perceive as God is really survival. And sometimes our survival instincts will control our decisions if we're not careful. That is a place, an illusional posture that many of us hold in our lives. We exist from a posture of, if God shows me, I'm waiting for God to show me in order to see if I'm going to like it enough to do it. We exist absent without a significant value of the kingdom of God and the purposes of God. We can't see it if we don't know it. And we don't know it if we can't see it. So a lot of us prefer for God to show us. But really what we're doing is wanting God to audition our senses. Show me something and I'll see if I like it enough to commit to it. Most of us are in this posture now. Show me my purpose, but make it be exciting enough and easy enough and doable enough, and make sure that I like it, because if I don't like it, you know I'm not going to do it. So many of us are auditioning God. We really are not connected to the purpose of the light of God, but we're in a posture of auditioning. Much of our faith is auditioning God to see if my commitment will be guaranteed. Are you following what I'm saying? There is so much dysfunction in a lot of our spirituality, but we have lived with it for so long. And now we have approached a season. Well, it's always been. God did not let us get away with it. And all of a sudden, he was wanting us to do it right. He's always wanted us to do it right. Confirmation can be deceitful when you're preferential in it. Survival is not faith. We know God to the degree of order that's established. Now, before I go, look at your life, not your intention. See, when you say that, we go into intention and what we want to have. Look at life. Look at the practical report of your life. Look at what's incomplete. Look at what's in shambles. Look at what's out of order. Look at what's late. Now, that's not saying you are this person, but look at the work of your hands. We know God to the degree of the work of our hands. They that know their God will do exploits, not leave chaos, not leave ruins. Oh no, I'm not discouraging you. I'm helping you. We know God to the degree of order that's in our lives. So have you established order or survival? Think about it.